When champion runner Rob Di Castella took four young Aboriginal men out of their community, he had one goal in mind, to have them compete in the New York Marathon. They did, and they made history, becoming the first Indigenous Australians to complete the famous race. Rob Di Castella also had another aim, to foster a culture of long-distance running amongst Aboriginal Australians. Bronwyn Herbert prepared this report.
The Marathon Project grew from the idea that Indigenous Australians have a natural talent for distance running, it's just they haven't been given the chance to excel. So Robert Di Castella made it his mission to scour outback communities and select a new generation of running champions.
It takes a bit of ticker, takes a bit of commitment and a bit of determination and a bit of guts, because it's a long, long way.
Date of birth?
24th of the 2nd, 92.
Okay, so how old does that make you?
17.
18, 21, maybe 21? 20 or 20, 21.
21. What about running? Have you done...
From where we were at Anzac,
yeah,
to Telegraph Station.
Oh, right. All the way at the top there?
Yeah.
Geez, that's a long way. That's a tough run.
But then I didn't jog all the way, I just walked halfway.
The training ramped up from there for the four young men selected, though with a whole range of challenges.
There were town dogs that stopped the runners running through their communities, because anyone who runs gets attacked by the dogs and bitten. Most of the runners didn't normally wear shoes, and certainly not running shoes. There were no bitumen roads for them to run on, so running 42 kilometres on an asphalt and bitumen road is completely different to just running on the dirt roads. You know, that's why just getting them to the starting line was a marathon in itself.
Robert Di Castella says the motivation of all the boys was to make their families proud.
On the starting line, I took each of them aside and just quietly said to them, "Why are you here?" And they each said, "I'm here for my family." And I had a permanent black marker that I wrote on the back of their wrist. You know, I wrote family. And I said, when you get to the 30K mark and you want to stop and you just feel so tired, just look at this and remember why you're here.
Charlie Ma was one of those athletes who gave it everything.
I actually went too hard too early. I hit the wall at the 35K mark and my right leg started to shut down. And every time I put pressure on the right leg, there's sharp pain. It was very mentally challenging for me to get through that last 7Ks, but I kept thinking about the support that I had and the hard training that I went through, and I just managed to push through it because, you know, I'll achieve something special and remember for the rest of my life.
After completing the New York Marathon, the 28-year-old from Alice Springs has also gone on to complete the Boston Marathon.
I wanted to set a positive example to Indigenous and non-Indigenous people, you know, that if you work hard and train hard, you can achieve anything. So if you're willing to work hard, you get the results.
All four men are still involved in running, and one is now competing professionally in the Australian Football League. And at this year's New York Marathon, 11 Indigenous recruits finished the event, including four women. The project's now recruiting more runners for New York next November.
Bronwyn Herbert, and the story Running to America will air tonight at 8:30 on ABC1.